Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day trial. There's over 100,000 books to choose from. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 83, recorded on May 20th, 2012.
Howdy, folks. I'm Brent Copeland.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
And Bruce B. just gave us a shout out on you now.
Yeah.
Is that going to be annoying? I'd say that because Wes isn't here.
Yes.
Where is Wes?
Wes is in Disney World hanging out with Pluto and Donald.
The planet? Or the asteroid?
Mickey Mouse.
Wait, what is Pluto now?
Well, it's nothing now.
It's like, it's a small, it's not even like the Nether.
Yeah, I think it hangs out in shady bars all by itself.
Shady bars, yeah. With like asteroids?
Yes.
Like playing asteroids?
Yeah.
The video
all
game?
All the no-names of the galaxy. They all hang out at this one space bar.
What's
and
that?
And they drink all night. Until
all
they,
space drinks, like plutonic.
Yeah, until they all start a fight and end up in jail. It's really a bad ending.
And you know what's sad? If he is playing asteroids, like, he's not part of it. That's such an old game that, like, back then they thought he was a planet. So they wouldn't have even put him in the game. And
right.
I was like, this is just not fair.
Yeah.
And this has nothing to do with Minecraft, does it?
No.
But this show does, because this show is The Shaft.
Yes.
We do this weekly. We're doing it this week on YouNow and on Ustream. We like yous, apparently.
Yeah, we're on younow.com, a show. It's kind of weird. You can go check it out. It's bizarre. But if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see the stream, the secondary stream, going to YouNow simultaneously. It's a little lagged out, but anyway. But yeah, so Wes Wilson is not here, which is also why you probably won't see the rest of the Egypt series and perhaps more Diablo 3. With
my
Wes.
Son keeps asking about that, too.
Oh,
when's
okay.
Egypt coming out? And I'm like, blame Wes.
Yeah, so we got to wait until when you hear the next episode of The Shaft, he'll be back. So we'll do some weird stuff in the meantime.
But, like, we can just throw him in. Except that's too low. Anyway, so this week we don't have a guest, per se. We have all of you as guests. That's right. And I was
the
trying
guests
to see,
in the chat room,
and we're gonna take some live calls. We got a note from Astrogolly this week. He didn't really find that many good listener contribution in the doc or the form that people can fill out.
Submission form, okay.
But we got a ton of calls, right?
Yeah.
So we're gonna do some calls.
Yeah, I have some actual calls this week.
So keep hitting the thumbs up, and we'll keep this on you now as long as we can.
Yes.
And Craig, I think, do you keep giving us the thumbs down? That's mean. Come
Are
on.
We getting thumbs downs?
It's a few, but that's how it happens. But let's go ahead and get through our sponsors. So we got three awesome sponsors this week. First, we got K Canty, who just says, just so you all know, it's pronounced KC Anty. No, I probably got it wrong. It's probably like Auntie, right?
Yeah, KC Anty, Auntie, Auntie.
And then Crawmy, who says,
hey, bro, I heard you like the Shaft podcast.
Yo. And we got a special happy birthday shout out for Eggs 54222. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, happy,
happy birthday to
Eggs 54222. Happy birthday to you.
Bink. Bam. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Excellent.
So, do we want to talk about anything else right now? Sponsors?
We can talk more about this this sad congregation of no names in the heavens above, drinking their way into misery. But we already did that.
What's going on?
So
I thought you were talking about Diablo all of a sudden.
Oh no! No, I was talking about the poor ex planets.
Oh,
of our,
the celestial bodies.
Yes, they roam space with no direction.
Yeah.
No, let's get into something more cheerful.
I our journeys.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! It's our journeys.
So you did some stuff. You played a good long time just last night.
I did. I got a call. I was actually playing Diablo. I just killed Diablo for the first time. Not Nightmare, just in the regular mode. And I get this call on Sky, and I'm kind of grooving to it because I love the dial that you get.
It's a good sound.
But I picked it up, and it was old Bitburner from Minecraft.com. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, you want to come play some Minecraft with us? I was to say Minecraft, but... So I hopped on the server with them. There's a bunch of folks there, and I'm not going to get all the names, but you know, Junibug and Tiny Spit were, of course, there. Those are Bitburner's awesome kids. Aleph Knoll, Astrogolly showed up later, and I stabbed his wolf in the face. I wasn't drunk, but I thought it was funny.
You know it was his?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Well, I didn't really know it was his. It was standing near him, and it was just a wolf there, and I was like, you know... I'm going to stab the wolf. It lets me. I'm a griefer. But later I gave him wolves back. There was a long silence from Astrogolly. He reminds me in the show notes here because he was, I don't think he was very happy. Because he was like, who killed my, and he was like, oh, Brent. But there's also Opaque Mango, Ted Nader, DA Boy, and Junibug, and a few others. We had the ghetto, is what Bitburner called it. Because we had two houses that we were building. It was all legit.
Oh, okay.
And you can actually go to YouTube and look at the... is it Minecraft.com?
Yeah.
Is the username?
D-O-C-C-O-M, like spelled out.
And it's a 2 hour long. I might edit... I filmed it from my point, so I might edit that down to like a real short, like
Yeah,
five,
do like some highlight
or
reels, some crazy... Like every time you grief everybody else or do something stupid, put that in there. Those are funny.
Man, I was a mining fool. I got diamonds and...
yeah.
Diamonds and...
So what was the point? Just to...
Just build.
Just
have
build.
Fun.
Okay. Cool.
I mean, we got an enchantment table. This is the first enchantment table I ever built.
Oh, really?
And I built it then.
Nice.
So it was really cool. And we actually had bookshelves. People were going to get reeds to make bookshelves, and you could see the stuff going from the bookshelves. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Anyway, we made that place swank. It was nice. We even had like a railway from one house to the other. I mean, we were 40 blocks away from the houses.
Oh, yeah.
But we had carts that went from them. And that's expensive. Like, it made me realize how expensive a cart is. Like, a cart is 6 blocks of iron.
Oh.
Is that right? 1, 2, 3, maybe 5. No, 6. Anyway, it's a lot. You make like a boat with the iron. It's like 5 blocks.
Yeah,
isn't that
expensive.
A lot?
Yeah.
Just for one cart. Like, how fast do you screw your cart over?
Oh, yeah, totally.
And it's like,
time.
Oh, man, it just went down. You just basically 5 iron blocks waving at you.
Yeah,
like,
see ya.
Crap.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, ingots. Jeffrey reminds me it's ingots, not blocks.
Right,
but
because
a
block would be like 9 ingots, right?
No. You smelt the block. Oh, yeah. If you did an iron block, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. I was thinking like an iron ore block.
Oh, yeah. No.
Whatever. It's Minecraft. We don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
So, and I heard you were watching people build stuff, too?
Yeah, I saw a stream. Notch was on the UR Minecraft server, and he was building his avatar.
Was there a lot of people on there watching
them? So many people. It was hilarious. It was just a solid wall of people behind him. For some reason, they weren't all up in his face and griefing him and stuff. I wonder if somehow the mod or the admin or whatever set some sort of boundary or something, because it was just a solid wall at a certain distance from him. So every time, like, it was through his eyes. You know, he's just building his avatar, and he was playing music while he was doing it. But every now and then, he would look back, or you would catch a glimpse of the audience, and it was just, like, hilarious. Like, I don't know how many people were on there.
That's
I would
funny.
Say there had to have been at least, like, 80 people watching him.
I wonder if he was lagging a lot.
It was a little laggy, yeah. He would put blocks down, and then they would pop, you know, and kind of disappear, and he'd have to redo it and stuff like that.
Well, was he going, man, I need to fix that.
Yeah. I'm going to have to tell Jeff to fix that. Get back to my
Dude,
space
there's
game.
There's some lagging on this server.
Yeah.
I need to fix that.
But it was pretty cool watching him do that. And
And, Luke, don't call us dumb.
So, so we did start Egypt. I don't even think if I mentioned that last week or anything, but Egypt is cool because now we get to play a really cool adventure map in ancient Egypt. And I know there's some Egyptians that have watched the show that have given us some bad reviews and some bad comments because they, I think Brent, you made the joke about like, oh yeah, Egyptians always steal everything.
Oh God.
Like that.
No, I didn't do that.
And it was just, it's like, you know what? We love Egyptians. We like Egyptians more than we do Americans. How about that? Americans are stupid and lazy.
That's true.
We like Egyptians. They're the coolest people on the planet.
I don't know an Egyptian. Like, I wouldn't even really know a real stereotype about an Egyptian. Yeah. I made one up.
Yeah.
And if it sticks, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, in 30 years, if everybody just knows Egyptians as thieves, I'm sorry. Yeah. That was probably me. But I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.
Right.
Like, that's not going to stick unless you are a bunch of thieves.
Well, you know, and the thing is, this is ancient Egypt. Who knows? Maybe they were thieves back then.
That's true.
You don't know either. Even if you're Egyptian today, you don't know.
They made big boats and stuff, I think.
Yeah. They're boatists. So whatever. Anyway, we're just joking around. And so we have two episodes of that, and we're going to finish out those. And I'm sorry, Americans, you don't suck. I happen to be one, too. So, yes. You know, we always have to kind of watch what we say.
I don't watch it.
Yeah, we don't. We really don't.
What's the point in watching it? Even if I watch it, I'm going to say something wrong and have to apologize for it later or not or make fun of it, whatever. So, like, why watch it?
Yeah.
That's just more energy.
It's too hard to keep track of, really. So, really, that is...
How was your week, Wes?
Yeah.
Now, I was wrong about this issue.
Oh,
yes,
okay. Well, then, you know what?
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
What?
Yeah, this is like news and stuff about Minecraft. So Mojang is celebrating the community, and on Wednesday, Lydia announced on the Mojang website that they're going to have a weekly celebration of the community. They just kind of said that. Each Wednesday, there will be activities and challenges via Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and the Mojang blog, as well as spotlighting various community members. So if you're not already doing so, follow at Brent Copeland on Twitter so you can stay in the loop.
Excellent.
You just let that go by.
What? The Mojang team?
Follow at Mojang team.
Yeah.
But go ahead and follow at Brent Copeland, too.
Oh, is that what
did
you said?
Did you not even catch it?
Oh, no, I did.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
Man, I'm going to just start slipping that stuff in.
Yeah, we.
What's this next one here?
Next Minecraft Xbox update this summer, says Jens. Yebby. And a new one there. On Tuesday, Jeb tweeted that he was getting lots of people asking him when the next update to the XBLA edition of Minecraft would take place. So Jeb, however, wasn't in a position to be able to give a firm date. All he can say is that it's planned to be released this summer. So, and he also said that there wasn't going to be a snapshot this week.
That's right.
In case you were wondering.
Simple reason, right? Thursday was a holiday in Sweden.
Yeah, Thursday, is a holiday in Sweden, and... And Friday was Squeeze Day.
I'm pretty sure it was at Brent Copeland Day. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
But I'm here in Sweden, that's a big holiday.
Could be at Brent Copeland
they
Day.
They eat cheese and fart on pictures of me.
Yeah. That's probably exactly what
and
they do.
And guard all their stuff from the Egyptians.
Yeah. Don't want to get taken.
Something with Peter.
Being well, this coming Thursday should be business as usual. Back to snapshots. And so maybe we'll get a bigger snapshot. Like, I mean, I understand that, you know.
Like 2 weeks worth?
Yeah, because I understand that there's a week's worth of work there already done.
Right.
And he couldn't have compiled it and packaged it up for everyone, you know, for deployment on, you know, for 1 day or 2 days. So we might see a ton of stuff. It might be awesome and worthy of a snapshot video that maybe we can do or something.
I think that's a great idea, you know? Eric.
Yes, Brent.
I'm actually, I got a lot of content that I filmed this weekend that I want to get out. I just, you know, you're like much better at the editing, so I don't want people to like watch these videos and go, man, unsubscribe.
You know?
And I want to start doing the at Brent Copeland series again. I kind of had some comments on there that I was just like, I don't want to do it if people like Like, I don't read the comments, but someone emailed me the comment and let me see it, and I was like, oh God, like, if people really don't want to see it, then I don't want to do it. But I have fun doing it, so I'm like, screw it, I'm just going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it anyway.
Good.
So if you hate it, don't unsubscribe, because, you know, just don't watch them. Isn't that good advice? Like, there's more videos, but also some Diablo stuff. Like I said, I've been playing Diablo, so of course I'm going to put up some Diablo stuff just because. If you don't want to see it, then don't watch it. Watch the next video.
Yeah.
It'll be extra content. It's not going to be content instead of.
Oh, okay.
People need to know that, right?
Right, exactly.
Like, we're not putting up this instead of Egypt. We just can't do Egypt right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Hey, B-Box is in the...
I wanted to pimp out something. Thanks to... who was that who said that in the chat room? Omega Hybrid X. Anyway, I wrote a new song this week. In fact, I write a lot of music, and I have a SoundCloud account. If you go to soundcloud.com/Eric Fullerton, you'll see some of my music there, and I got a new song that I did this week. And there's a lot of Minecraft songs on there. There's a lot of non-Minecraft songs on there. But anyway, so check that out if you're interested at all.
Freezing.
And so let's see, what else happened in this week?
Sorry, I was looking at the You Now stuff. I do that every once in a while. It just says I need 11 more recruits to get the next prize. That's the hat.
Oh,
we want a You Now hat, right? I'll wear it when we do You Now stuff. Like, so you know.
So by doing the shaft on You Now, we're getting free stuff?
Yeah, we're going to get a poster.
Okay, that's cool. We'll put it in the background or something. Okay.
Anyway, posters are awesome when they say You Now on them. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about Minecraft's XBLA's success.
Yeah.
And Notch tweeted about this last Tuesday. And I remember watching this tweet live. He was basically like, yeah, we're doing pretty good on Xbox, but I'll let Xbox tell you how good we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
So did they actually say?
How good they're doing?
Yeah.
I mean, they're the fastest selling game on 1 million sales, and the fastest growing game on XBLA ever.
1 million sales. That's pretty sweet.
1 million sales in 5 days.
That's awesome, and that's a big, like, congrats, not like big thumbs up, dude.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
And you know, people are asking about the success of that, and has it caused them to focus on niche games like
Tobias Molstam three episodes ago to get the actual pronunciation of the game.
Yeah, anyway. And basically said there's no way he's going to repeat the success of Minecraft, so he's just going to do what he wants.
Yeah, he
and
said
that's awesome.
Yeah, monetarily, like, he doesn't need to have another huge success in order to live and to pay for his development throughout his life. He's done that. He's basically like, okay, I can retire now. And by retire, he means make fun games that he thinks that a small community would really dig, you know, not like a huge, massive game. Anyway, so that's really incredible. So hopefully the games he makes are going to be, like, totally cool and creative and unique and, you know, just like Minecraft, really. I don't know. I mean, what if he did make another huge game that was giant? And I mean, that would just be weird, right? Two in one lifetime.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you just have some developers that just kind of know what gamers want. Like they're such a gamer themselves that they make that game that gamers want to play.
Yeah.
I'm not saying 10 to the Sea is it.
Right.
But he could knock one out of the park again. I mean, there's other people who have done for a while, like, Peter Molyneux?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he made a couple really good ones.
That's true.
But he also lived off his name for a while.
Tim Schafer.
Like, there was a lot of crap that he made that wouldn't have gone anywhere, but his name was on it.
Yeah.
But it had good ideas on it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Schafer, what, you got Lord British, right? He made, like, more than one Ultima.
Yeah.
And then lost all of his money in Egypt because they stole it from him.
All right. Listener, 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 listener.
Contributions. Dun, dun.
Whoa. That's weird. I can hear it twice.
That's weird. Dun,
that
dun.
Is weird.
I think that's you. I think you're listening to you now.
Oh, am I?
You now.
So, We have some.
We won the You Now poster on You Now.
Oh, we have the poster
so
now?
So thank you, all the recruits. We're up to cool. The poster.
Excellent.
Maybe we can win the Xbox today. I think we need like 300 more recruits.
Excellent.
But if we win an Xbox, it stays down here and we film us playing crap.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what right. It's for. I actually finally get Minecraft for it.
And that has nothing to do with the show.
So we have a.
Listener?
A contribution here from a listener, 2'7" Ninja. So it's a song. It's called The Shaft Rap. And, 2'7" would be pretty short. And the song title is 2'7" Ninja featuring Housekeeper. All right, so this is The Shaft Rap, and I'm going to play it right here, right now.
I love this chef, even if it's not as long as mine. Well, maybe not. Mine's not measured in time. It's a great podcast. It's my favorite one. If you measured it in weight, it would weigh a ton. They talk about gameplay and hate for a couple rocks. Then they mention the glorious invention of a poop block. Seriously, everyone likes the chef. It's the very best podcast on Minecraft. They've got great journeys mixed in with humor. They spread their stories like an audio tumor. Got Excavation Station where ideas are made to change the game that I always play. I love this chef, even if it's not as long as mine. Well, maybe not. Mine's not measured in time. It's a great podcast. It's my favorite one. If you measured it in weight, it would weigh a ton. You want a moral C? Well, this is mine. It should probably last you all some time. In fact, this should be the tag. Explosion of rap would be like a frag. Now to the news, it's always the truth, but it's so surprising. Blow your head through the roof when we come to science. Still surprising with the level of awesome every week rising. I love this chef, even if it's not as long as mine. Well, maybe not. Mine's not measured in time. It's a great podcast. It's my favorite one. If you measured it in weight, it would weigh a ton. Yeah. Introducing Housekeeper.
Housekeeping, 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 housekeeping. Mint for pillow, mint for pillow, mint for pillow, mint for pillow.
I love housekeeping, this mint as long for as pillow, mine, maybe not.
Housekeeping,
not
mint for
time.
Pillow.
It's a great
housekeeping,
podcast. It's my
mint
favorite
pillow.
One. If you measure it in weight, it would weigh a ton.
Housekeeping,
I love this shit. It's not as long as
pillow.
Mine, maybe not.
Housekeeping,
not measured
for
in time.
Pillow.
It's a great podcast. It's my favorite one.
Pillow.
If you measure it in weight, it would weigh a ton.
Pillow.
So Eric, Wes, the guest, and Brent, this is your rap. I hope it gets set.
Oh, so beautiful.
Pineapples. Definitely, definitely pineapples.
That song is pineapples.
It was.
Wow.
Very cool. So that was from Short Ninja.
Short Ninja.
Who? Well, that's his name in the chat room. So give him some props in the chat room. Big old hands up.
Yeah.
Love songs. Like, we don't get those. We used to get those all the time with Control Point.
Oh, I know. Yeah. But, so, send in more songs. I mean, those are awesome.
Yeah. And feel free to say up front, hey, y'all can put this on an album and sell it as much as you want. I'm just
That's
kidding.
That's right.
It's a joke. We love making money off other people.
That's right. what?
Nothing.
Unless you're Egyptian.
Well, they steal
And
stuff.
You take our money. All right. So let's see here. There is a plenty of people here on Skype. What we're going to do is we're going to open up our Skype here to anybody who wants to call in and say something brief, you know, a question, a comment, you want to sing us a song, that'd be totally awesome. You know, stuff like that. If that appeals to you, then you can call in right now. Our Skype name is Dead Workers.
Dead Workers. And Chromie just gave me 100 coins.
Oh?
That's really cool.
That is
cool. I really don't know what you can do with coins yet, but I'm going to find out today, and we'll talk about it next week.
Yes, find out.
So are we waiting on a call? Is that what we're doing?
We are kind of. Here, how about this? We have plenty of other things. We have a call, a previous call from someone about some soda or something.
Bruce gave me a hug. You can give hugs.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Bruce hug. That's best kind of
hug. Bruce hug.
So here's a call we got about soda.
Soda.
Hey, guys. This is for the Shaft. I wanted to know if you could have any 2-liter bottled soda, what would it be? Thanks. Loving the show. Keep it up.
Now, is this like...
I thought it was about Minecraft.
Of like a 2-liter bottle that's already out there? Well, this is gaming related, right? So we're kind of Minecraft gaming. When I play Minecraft, what 2-liter bottle of soda would I like to have next to me? Now, is this... Do you think this is something that's already out there?
Well, a soda?
Soda.
I mean, I guess normally it would be Diet Dr. Pepper. I like that. But I'm trying to drink less soda, so it probably would be some like Milo's iced tea or something.
Yeah, if there was no, like what I want would be, like, I don't know, like a 2-liter bottle of Frappuccino. But since I'm trying to, you know, drink and eat healthy, probably, like, Coke Zero. Or Diet Dr. Pepper Cherry. That's pretty good.
How about, like, a 2-liter of just broccoli and cheese in it? Like, would that be weird?
Okay, so we got another listener contribution from Lord Ardget, who says, previously you were talking about Windows screen recorders and said you didn't know about any Mac ones. Well, he's here to help. At the end of his quest for a free screen recorder on Macs, he found the right one QuickTime. Just open it up, then go to File, New Screen Recording, and then select your settings. It's been 80 FPS on his laptop using QuickTime.
Oh, nice.
Wow, I didn't even realize that was possible.
I didn't either.
I actually downloaded one on the Mac to see if it worked, and I don't even remember the name.
Oh.
But I paid for it. No, I wish I had just used QuickTime.
Oh, yeah. Was it ScreenFlow?
I don't remember. It was cheap. It was a pretty cheap one.
Oh, okay. I think ScreenFlow is like $100. So.
No, it was not $100. It was like at most 10.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did we lose? We lost.
Did we lose?
Oh, no.
No, we didn't lose.
Anyway.
We do have a call here.
That perhaps
might be something fun, but we'll see about that. And get him on the line here. Hello there. Hey, who's this?
This is 2'7" Ninja.
Oh,
hey, yeah,
excellent.
Nice song, dude.
Yeah. Thanks.
Excellent.
Very cool.
Yeah, you sent that in a few weeks ago or something, right? I'm just now getting around to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you getting all sad because we weren't playing it yet and be like, what? They must have hated it.
I was kind of wondering. It was only 1 week, though, that you missed it, though, right? So.
Oh, okay. That's good, then. But yeah.
Well,
that's a good thing, because normally if audio comes in, we'll miss it for, like, months.
Well, I'm here. Ugh, I got to turn off the volume here because I'm hearing, like, doubles. Okay, that's better.
Oh, yeah. So are you working on another song? Are you going to give us another one?
Look at Eric. He's not happy with one.
I'm going to have to now, I guess.
Yeah! That's what I like to hear. Whole album.
I think I'm going to need some suggestions in the comments of how to do this, though.
Well, that's very cool. Well, everybody in the chat room, give them suggestions, and feel free to send in suggestions, and Astrogolly will get those all set up for you.
Put it all on Astrogolly.
Not really. Astro doesn't have to do that. is there a place you want people to, like, send you suggestions?
Like,
maybe tweet it to you? Do you have a Twitter account?
I don't have a Twitter. I'm stupid.
What? Okay, at Short Ninja. 2 foot. Short Ninja.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could send it to my email, or maybe,
Send it to what's your email?
Mitch... MitchAball@gmail.com.
MitchAball@gmail.com. Or tweet it to @BrentCopeland and he'll get Twitter and phone. So awesome. Well, thanks for the song. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Totally awesome. Well, good.
Well, thank you for playing it.
No problem, man. Good talking to you.
Yeah. Yep. You too.
All right. See ya.
We got another one here from Minecrafter7770.
Okay.
Why do you think Creeper has become the most iconic mob of Minecraft, even before it was included into the logo?
Oh, yeah? I mean...
It was the evil villain, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's got the most noticeable face. I mean, he's got the sad face, you know, and, I mean, I don't know. It's... I guess it's just, it really is the most iconic. I mean, it's a unique face, plus it's this, I would think, kind of the most scariest mob, because it just, it'll blow up and it destroys your work. Yeah. I mean, it's,
you know. He stays around during the day.
Yeah, and it's like the anti-Minecraft. Yeah, exactly, during the day, and that's weird, too. So, I don't know, it's...
24/7 creeper.
Yeah. And the face is really what does it. I mean, it's just a weird face. It's just a sad... It's not even a mean-looking face. I don't know, it's weird. It's creepy.
It's my creeper expression.
Are you doing one right now? Your creeper impression?
I kind of look like an Egyptian. It's weird. Do we have another call?
Let's see here. Anybody else want to call? No, I don't see any other calls.
Do you have any...
Call in.
Do you have any pre-recorded call-ins?
We would love to hear from you.
Is that a splat? Oh, no. That was cool. I got the you now right on the llama.
Right on the llama.
Llama!
You know, all the other calls I have are actually Excavation Station, so we'll open up Skype again for that section if you want. Oh, we do have a call, and let's see what we got. And maybe we don't have a call.
Okay, well, while we're waiting for a call, we have something from Igniotic.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Igniotic here on episode 72 of The Shaft. You, as well as Basher and Ramus, gave me advice on how to get more views for my YouTube videos. Well, thanks very much for the advice. I followed everything you said religiously, and now my YouTube channel has over 300 subscribers and thousands of video views. So, again, thanks for the advice. And I'm loving the podcast. So if you've got a YouTube channel, not only can you sponsor an episode, you can go back to episode 72 and find out how to get more viewers and views on your channel.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because I wasn't here for that episode, so I can't give like a recap or anything.
Oh. Yeah.
But I do know each week, if you want to watch this live, you can go to deadorkers.com/live and follow along with the rest of our audience players.
Hijinks.
Okay, we got also one from Opaque Mango, who was in the live stream last night, and he has to say,
wub, 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 wub. Drop.
What happens during the drop, Eric?
He's on Keek, too. Oh, we do have a bunch of calls. Oh, wait, what happens during the drop?
For drop. LC, we've got a call?
Yeah.
Oh, let's do it.
Okay, so here we go from Sandel.
Please don't be an Egyptian.
Hello?
Yo.
Hey.
Yo, you're not Egyptian, are you?
Nah, I'm Bulgarian.
Okay, cool.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy. We know a lot about those Bulgarians. I'm just kidding. We know nothing about you guys. So, what's up?
Well, not much.
Sweet.
Just listen to you two guys.
Very cool. Did you have a question? Or a comment? Be nice.
Or a story? Or a song?
Story... Nah, I just wanted to be on the show.
Oh,
okay.
Well, thanks for being on the show. We'll talk to you later.
Well, enjoy the rest of the show, man. And enjoy Bulgaria.
Yeah, give Short Ninja some ideas for songs. Do we have another caller?
We do. So we'll talk to you later. All right, so we have a call here from Nick.
See, Eric's nicer than I am. I'd be dropping him like immediately. As soon as he's like, yeah, I don't have anything, click.
Hello there.
What's up, Nick?
Well... It's pretty hard to get your attention after a while.
Oh, you got it right now. You got the attention right now. What you want?
Well, I try to get Eric's attention via Twitter. I think I tried on Facebook once.
You got to send him, like, suckers and little cards that say, I heart you in the mail.
I do like suckers. I don't know why.
Well, I tried to get more of his attention when he wanted on some 3D analog examples.
Oh, okay. Oh, did you send me a reel?
Well, no, because you the Twitter thing, I need a Twitter feed that it's called The Balance, where you need to follow me and I need to follow you.
Oh, to direct message?
It's on the, it's more of the Intralink thing.
Okay.
It's trying to copy because it's a lot of file space. It's taking up a lot of my laptop currently.
Oh, so this is something, why don't you put it on YouTube?
That might actually be a better idea. Like, I try to put some of my work on a friend of mine. See, we do Minecraft stuff. You know, not a lot of views, obviously. We're not as popular as you are. And I tried to put stuff on there, but they deny it quickly, saying, it's not Minecraft related. That's the excuse every time.
Oh, okay. Hmm. And see, to clarify, last episode I was talking, I was asking people Basically, I have a big, ambitious project, and it's all going to be 3D animated.
Yeah.
And there's no way I would have the time to do it all myself. I mean, I could, but the video is not going to be done in, like, another 5 months if I do that.
Right.
And then, you know. So I was just kind of putting a call out there for anybody who is a good 3D modeler, animator, if you guys could tweet to me some work that you've already done, like a reel or just some videos on YouTube, or, you know, just to show that you've done some cool stuff, tweet to me at Nailhead is my Twitter account. And then we'll get together. I'll get you on Skype. We'll talk. We'll, you know, produce a really awesome video. But so that's basically what all this was about. So
Well, to your credit, with your editing skills, you would think it would be a lot easier. But the thing about my laptop is a lot of the editing stuff just came installed, and I could just, you know, play around with it, because I actually have pneumonia right now. I'm homesick from school, so I just kind of was messing around with stuff while I was sick. So.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I'll definitely I'll follow you on Twitter, and then we'll get together. Not going to.
He's gonna forget.
Unless
just
you give me a sucker.
Know. Just email him at.
What is my email address?
And I didn't know.
Astrogali at...
It's a little worrisome that you don't remember your email address.
It'd be scary to say it on the air, but...
I say mine like every week.
But I see you in the chat room a lot, too. You're a regular, so it should be...
Maybe he'll
I
remember.
I'm watching it live.
I'm going to tell you probably he won't, but maybe he will. So cut him. Listen to the next call.
Okay, we'll talk to you later, Nick. Thanks for calling in, by
Thanks,
the way.
Thanks, Nick.
No problem.
See ya.
I think I have a lot of followers from this live
show. We got a lot of calls here. One from Ashley. Hello there.
Hey, hello. Ashley, how's it going?
You're on the air.
You are on the Shaft Podcast.
Hello?
Did you have a question?
Hey, can you hear me? Yeah.
How's it going? Are you cleaning your room?
No, I'm just here with a few friends. I've just introduced some wine.
Sweet. You drinking some Moscato? No, I was talking to Eric.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm going to sign with a few beers.
Excellent. Wow, it's loud.
So how y'all doing? Y'all making robots? Like, the kind that fight and
shoot
people?
That's what it
kind
of sounds like.
Making robots. I'm in the UK, I suppose.
Sweet. Across the pond.
Yeah, across the pond, yeah. Yeah, how's it going?
It's
pretty
going good.
Good.
Yes. You guys, you got a question or a comment?
Well, I must admit, I think Astro's a bit underrated. I kind of want to tell him how great he is, and I know how much work he puts into the show and everything.
Good.
That's
excellent.
Very good.
Yes, Astrogali is our savior. He's awesome.
He is underappreciated, very much so. So everybody follow at Brent Copeland and tell Astrogali how much you love him.
That would be weird.
So wrong. And email them. What's your email, Astra? Everybody's going to email you a limerick. Didn't we get like
we dropped
limericks
it in
or
the,
something?
We dropped his email once accidentally during the show.
Yeah, he didn't like that.
On one episode. I don't remember which one. But do you have anything else for us?
I just want to tell you how awesome you guys are.
Okay, cool.
Well, thank you.
If
thanks
I can do a shameless
in.
Plug, I mean, you know, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm Pseudo Rossi.
Pseudo Rossi.
Pseudo Rossi.
Yeah, okay. I see you all the time. Okay, I've never heard your voice.
That means
think.
That Eric sits outside your bedroom looking through the window. I would be creeped out.
Yeah.
I think we have the youngest watcher of the Shaft, which is 4 days old right now.
Sweet.
Wow.
4 day old listener.
That's cool.
She sat with me, yeah.
I think that's a record of some sort.
That's awesome. Well, cool. Well, we will talk to you later. See you, man.
Yeah.
Take care.
Okay, and we have a lot. We have another call from Simon. Simon? Simon. Simone.
I'm Simon. And I'm Lewis.
They're both on.
And hey, you're listening. To the show.
It's okay, weird that they would call us and say that.
I know, that is weird. Like, right. We know, dude. Yeah. You just called us.
Thanks, guys. Who is this we have on the air?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello there.
You are live on the Shaft.
Such a huge honor.
Such a huge bummer? Is that what you said?
No, a huge honor.
Oh, honor. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Honor is much better than bummer. Like, bummer, I got through.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
Where are you calling from?
Sweden.
Sweden. Sweden. Awesome. I should have picked up by the accent.
So, and this is a stupid American talking right now. I'm going to go ahead and warn you. Like, how big is Sweden? Like, do you just walk over to, like, Notch's, like, have you been over to Mojang's office?
No, I haven't.
Is it, like, within walking distance, or is it Sweden much bigger than that?
No, it's not very close at all.
Oh. It's all sad.
So I'm sad.
Man,
like,
okay,
I mean,
you're
think
in
about if Mojang was like in Mobile.
Oh yeah,
like,
same state. I mean, same country for sure. I mean, right? I would totally have to get up there. So that's your mission before 2013. Your mission this year is to go over to the office.
If you should choose to accept it,
and just knock on the door, and
leave a bag of flaming poop.
Yes, and leave a bag of flaming poop and take their picture as they step in it, and they make funny faces, and then. And then go ahead and tweet to at Brent Copeland and give him the pictures, and then we'll put them on our website or something.
Yes.
I don't know.
That'll be good evidence.
All right, so that's your mission.
So did you have a comment or a question while we got you online?
I got two questions, actually.
Okay.
The first is, do you earn money on being a podcaster?
Yes. In fact, I'm doing it full time, yeah. Brent, you're doing it, I guess, part-time. Or it's hard to say because you have a full-time
job, and you do this
pretty much full-time. You have two full-time jobs.
Well, there's, like, no way I could support a family on what we make podcast.
Right.
But really, I would say most of it's not podcasting. Like, most of it's from YouTube.
Right. YouTube and podcasting.
We're actually hooked up with Curse as our what do you call that? With YouTube. They basically pay us for our
partners.
YouTube videos?
Yeah,
yeah, partnered. So that's basically where we get paid from. Like, Eric's not, like, living in a mansion.
No, that's the thing. if you're a single guy and you're living in a little one... See, I sold my house and my car, all my furniture, everything I own, and I pared way down to where I could do this full time, and I could live like this. But you have to live like a poor person until, you know, and you have to work at it. That's the thing. That's the first step, right? You do it for a year or two, and then you're back to good, you know? It's just that I needed to get rid of everything, and, you know, and that's just being a single guy, no kids, and nobody else relying on me, so,
yeah,
you know. So it's not like, you know, we're rich or anything by any means, by any stretch.
But, yeah, I mean, that's why we're trying to get people to go watch videos on our YouTube channel, because the more people we get to watch there, the more people we get to go subscribe and get others to watch there, the more of a chance we have to actually do this as a living. And I think that's what most of us want to do, like, in the long run is, you know, entertain and make videos and be stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun being stupid.
It is.
Right.
And
like, I was born that way, but you normally don't get paid for being stupid. But if I can get paid for being stupid,
yeah,
it kind of makes you smart, right?
Yeah.
In a stupid way.
I mean, you tend to make some Egyptians mad at you along the way, but, you know, whatever.
They're probably using ad blocker anyway because they steal stuff. Even free videos, right? And that's a joke because Eric's not Egyptian and he uses ad blocker.
That's right. I
didn't say that out loud.
I love you, Egyptians. Okay. So, all right. So, and you said you had another question?
Yeah. Could you play the resources bumper?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I totally would, but I don't have it here with me.
I don't have it on here.
I mean, everybody's heard the story. I wouldn't be able to do it live, but I'm gonna do it for the podcast listeners at home and for the people on YouTube. And here it is right here.
Resources.
Awesome.
Awesome. There it is right there. Okay, I edited that in. All right, so... but thanks for calling in all the way from Sweden. What time is it over there in Sweden, by the way?
It's 1:15 a.m.
Ouch.
Oh, almost bedtime.
For you.
Yeah. So.
Well, awesome. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
All right. See ya. All right, and we have Opaque Mango.
Opaque Mango.
Yes, he's calling. Hey,
up?
Man.
How y'all doing? You were having fun last night?
Yeah.
I was doing a small bit of griefing.
Small bit. I heard them going after you quite a bit.
Yeah, it was fun, though.
Did you get banned eventually?
No, of course not.
Well, that's good.
You get banned.
I can hear myself. That's weird.
I didn't grief at all. Do you have you stream or you now up?
Yeah.
I may have you now.
You know.
No, it's muted. They're both muted. Oh, well, I'll get over it.
Weird. So, you know, Opaque Mango is also on Keek. You can follow him on Keek.
Oh, nice.
I need to do a Keek. I haven't Keeked in a long time.
Yeah? We'll Keek today.
I haven't Keeked in a while. I started doing full vlogs and editing those out and putting them on YouTube.
Oh, really? What's your YouTube channel name?
The vlog one is Mango IRL.
Mango IRL,
and
okay.
And then I've got another one. It's Opaque Mango 85.
Okay. Opaque Mango 85.
I'm going to start one that's going to be Opaque Mango
86.
84. Just to trump you. 84. So everybody will get to mine before they get to yours.
Nice.
So let's go to Opaque. I couldn't remember what it was, so I started at 1, and then I got to this one at 84, so I figured that was it.
It's your fault.
So I'll do the prices right, and I'll get Opaque Mango 00.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Someone's already got it on YouTube, I guarantee it, because that's how big we are in the Egypt.
Yeah, we're huge over there.
Well, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, did you want to say anything else, or you have a question?
I have a question. I've been getting a little burnout on Minecraft lately. I was curious what you guys play when you get burnout.
Really? Well, I do it. I mean, the adventure maps we do when we record, I mean, that's just kind of because I don't really have to play, right? I'm just someone else like throws something in front of me and then I'm on it. Like last night, right? I probably wouldn't have played Minecraft last night, but with a bunch of friends, like, hey, do you want to come play with us? Yeah, heck yeah. So definitely something with friends. Something new.
Definitely adventure maps. I mean, I find it hard to get burned out on adventure maps because they're always so different. And, unexpected, you know. It's like you don't know what's going to happen, and they're just so crazy. Plus, I love editing them so much.
That takes a lot of work, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes about a day to edit it.
Especially, I don't see the, 6 hours that he has to cuddle with it.
Yeah, I have to cuddle with it for a little bit, you know, get to know it a little better. And I guess other than Minecraft, I mean, I love to PvP and World of Warcraft, so I'll get in there and kill some dudes and just PvP for an hour or two.
See how sexist he is. He doesn't think women PvP.
I'm sure I'm probably kicking some dudettes as well.
There you go. Dudettes.
But it's just fun because it's fast paced and awesome. Like I like it a lot better than I do like questing or raiding or something like that, just because it's like so crazy. But also TF2 for the same reason, because it's entirely chaotic and nuts.
It's just shoot and go.
Yeah, it's just fast action. I love games that are like that, when there's just so much going on and it's like you have to concentrate and you have to really try hard, you know. And I don't get that at all in Minecraft. So because everybody plays it. Quite frankly, it's pretty slow paced. No matter what you're doing,
right.
Even if you're PvPing in Minecraft, it's still pretty slow paced. All you can do is attack. All you can do is left click and wave your hand. Right. I mean, there's not a lot.
Have 20 spells to sit there and choose between.
And of course, I mean, you have splash potions and an arrow, but still, on the scale, that's pretty. Pretty low.
It's very, very limited.
Yeah.
And in a good way.
Yeah, it's still an awesome... I mean, we still love Minecraft, and it's still different. It's just that when I need to go off on some... Oh, and racing games, too.
I need to go off on someone.
Yeah, racing games
are great,
stab
them in the face. You can stab wolves in the face pretty easy in Minecraft.
Yes. Aspergali's dog has a very soft face.
Yeah, he was real mad at you last night. He was like, who killed my wolf?
Nice.
He was very unhappy.
I played it off like, man, I thought it was going to hurt you. Make sure everybody was safe.
Like you're the guardian, like the
wolf
savior.
Guardian, yeah. I don't think it worked.
I think Aster got him back for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pay me back.
Yeah.
So cool.
All right.
Well,
it was good talking with you.
Yeah. And we'll talk to you again sometime.
All right, so we'll do.
I'll follow your channels, because yeah.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Cool dude. All right, we'll see you, man.
I got one more thing. I sent you a picture. You need to look through your Twitter.
Oh, my Twitter. Okay, another picture. Okay, sweet.
Twitter.
Because you've been sending all kinds of pictures today. Excellent. Yeah.
No, that was Aztec.
Oh no, that was Aztec. Why am I? I'm getting all confused here. We've been drinking wine today, so.
Hey, you've been drinking. It's okay. It's understandable.
It's a little crazy. But yeah, I will go and check that out for sure.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All righty. See you, man.
Later.
Later.
We have one last call. Let's just take this one last call. And hello, you're on the air. You're on the shaft.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hello there. And who is this?
It's Critical Mass.
Critical Mass. How's it going?
I'm doing great. I'm here in the UAE.
UAE? The University of Alabama in Europe.
In Eastern nothing.
In Eastern Egypt?
Eastern
no, in
blank.
Egypt? No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's not Egypt.
I'm in the United Arab Emirates.
Nice. Where?
It's over there in the Middle East.
It's somewhere around there.
Is it next to Egypt?
Is it near Qatar?
Yeah, I think it's...
Oh, Qatar?
Qatar.
Oh, Qatar?
Qatar. Do you know MC Sugar?
No.
Oh.
She's in Qatar.
Qatar?
Qatar.
Oh. Okay.
And Decatur.
Decatur.
The one and only Decatur. Decatur over there. So how's it going?
That's doing great. Hot, you know. Bacon in the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody loves bacon.
Yeah. Bacon in the sun, bacon in the fridge, bacon in my tummy. Anyway, so you got any questions or stories or a song you want to sing to us or anything?
Not really. I just want to ask you guys, you know, what's your favorite color?
Color?
Yeah.
That's interesting. A lot of times it's red and a lot of times it's blue. But I really like the two colors. Is that lame? What's yours, Brent? Yours is red, right? I mean,
it depends what it is. I mean, red for the most part, yeah. But I like blues, and I'm not really selective. I like a lot of different colors.
Oh, purple's great too, because it's a blend of red and blue.
And
I
it's
like
royalty,
it.
Right?
Yeah, I painted my bedroom and my bathroom purple, and I have purple sheets
and his face,
purple pillows and stuff. So I really like purple. Purple's cool. So
okay,
yeah. Pimpin'. Yeah, pimp. I think the name of the paint was actually called Purple Rain.
Purple Rain?
Yeah. And Prince is cool, too.
Purple Rain.
With his purple motorcycle. Remember he had one?
I never meant to cause you any trouble.
So, yeah.
Wow. I
love the show, guy.
You.
Thanks.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Excellent. And we'll talk to you later.
See you guys later.
All right. All right,
that's a bunch of good calls.
Yeah, that was a lot of good calls. And we'll get some more calls in, too, for our excavation station, but I guess we'll move on into that territory.
Okay, but before we move on into that territory, we needed to give out Astrogolly's email, right?
His real email?
The one and only Astrogolly email to send him limericks and other poetry is minecraftscribe@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So send him your pleasures. I don't know if that came out right. Let him know how much you appreciate him helping out the show.
Yeah, pleasure.
And making our mouths do this. Nah. The puppet master.
He is the puppet master. From Connecticut.
So you wanted this.
Yeah.
Excavation station.
All right.
I did something different for old you now.
Old you now. Are we still live on you now? We are.
I think so.
Cool.
I think we just got another minute. Barely. Awesome. We eked by a few. Like, I watched and they're like 3-0 or something. I'm like,
So right now we're about 62 minutes into you now.
That's pretty good.
And, yeah, pretty cool.
I like that.
So what do we have here? We have a bunch of weird things from weird people.
A bunch of things from weird, weird people. Are they called in Mr. Fullerton? Weird things from weird, weird people. Go.
The first weird thing is Obsidian Bricks.
Obsidian Bricks is what someone named Luke wanted.
You should be able to craft obsidian bricks.
My house would love it. Don't you just dig them up and place them?
Yeah.
But he wants to, like...
So make a brick.
Oh, brick. Yeah,
brick right. Texture, I guess. Saying. So obsidian bricks, like...
And stairs and...
Yeah, so I guess it's the same, like, stairs. Dark purple, spotted kind of, but with, you know, like nether bricks, right?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, make the bricks know, and
instead
then
of red.
It. Yeah.
You know, and I guess really tough, too.
I get it.
So crafting. Oh, okay. So Astrogali says maybe crafting bricks from blocks, like in Terraria. So you would have to actually take obsidian blocks and then make something out of them. Yeah.
Make something out of your obsidian blocks. Okay, we also got something here from Odessa who wants a revamp of enchantments. Say here, a bunch of things bulleted here. Let's see. Experience grinding and random enchantments suck. Easy solution, make it regent-based to change the focus back to mining and exploration. Cinnabar ore, as an example, found in the nether, could be smelted into quicksilver, mercury, which would give the efficiency enchantment. Multiple uses on the same item would increase its level. Different regents could be used on the same item for multiple effects. A amount of enchantments per item would be determined by the enchantability, a reworking of the system already in place. Example, gold could have 12 enchantments and stone could have 4. So what do you think? Do you think we need to revamp the enchantment system?
No, I mean, it's kind of cool that it's a weird random thing. You know, and the more books you have, the higher spell or enchantment you can do. Did you have a lot of books and stuff?
We had 2 bookshelves.
Oh, just 2?
We were working. It's a work in progress.
But I mean,
reads,
you know,
are hard to get.
But it's kind of cool because I mean, you can, because I mean, obviously books are hard to get. A lot of reads and a lot of I mean, if you're doing legitimately, it would be kind of tough to get a high level enchantment spell, which, you know, as it should be, you know, it shouldn't be easy to do.
Well, like Bad Info says in the chat, there should be a slider bar for the level enchantment you want. I think there should be a little more. I don't know. It's,
oh, so you wouldn't
it
have
seems
to...
too random to me.
Okay.
Like, so I kind of like this idea of maybe switching it out for a system where it's a little less random. So things you do would, you know, be a direct effect to the item.
Oh, right.
Instead of, like, getting a level up and then looking at 4 or 5 different enchantments and picking one.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a slider bar. I don't know. But, I don't know. I guess I'd be happy with anything. But,
that kind of hurt my head.
We'll see, I guess. I still kind of think random is cool, but...
Random.
Okay, so the next thing here, we have campfires... Submitted by
Duda. Campfire and his sing this song.
So it's submitted by RRGG. It says craft two sticks together and you get a placement campfire.
I'm ruining this.
That functions like a torch, doesn't light things on fire, but can be picked up and will burn out after 4 to 5 minutes.
Four or five minutes.
So it's a placeable campfire, so you can just place it on the ground. That's kind of cool. So you use 2 sticks. Okay, so this might be more, and I'm reading, I'm going to continue reading here. This might be a more intuitive way to get light early on, especially to help new players. It also might help, or might also allow a sort of challenge mode for more experienced players. Play without creating torches or
let's run with this for a second. Okay. maybe like, and don't get mad at me, Notch, because creepers are awesome, but there's a lot of them. Like when I play, like there's just a lot of creepers and it gets to the point where like I just want to turn them off. Like, I just want to play the game sometimes, and to me, the creepers are just, like, too much.
Yeah.
But what if I could do it? And I know you can do it with, like, wolves or whatever, but what if, like, you put a campfire out, and a certain radius around that campfire, you know, creepers wouldn't come into?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you could safely place a bed down and sleep, or a sleeping bag, which is what you would have next to a campfire, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you would have to keep putting wood on it to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it would open up like a forge or whatever, and you'd throw some sticks in there, keep your campfire going. But yeah, around in that radius, creepers wouldn't come, and maybe they would go away or something.
Oh, okay. Like cats.
Yeah, cats.
Because they're, like, afraid of cats.
Yeah. But I hate cats, so, like, I don't hate them. You know who likes cats?
Huh?
Egyptians.
They do.
Because cats like to steal stuff.
No.
God, I'm going to, like, Egyptian... Yeah. I can't even say hell. Like, I'm going to, like, Hades. The Hades. River of Styx. And I'm going to have to, like, swim through it to get to the Hades. Place I'm going because of all the Egyptian non-jokes. They're not jokes. They're not even funny.
That's right.
Okay.
So, you know...
Yes. Astrogali says that the U.S.-Egyptian relations are now at an all-time low because of the Shaft podcast. It's Oops. All my fault.
Oops.
We're not going to get the Xbox on you now because of the Egyptian jokes. Sorry, Eric.
Okay, so let's see here. We have...
Defensive Villagers?
Defensive Villagers. Submitted by MacBat1. Is it just me?
It is just you.
Or are the NPCs that we raid, torment, and steal valuables from... as if we're Egyptians, just way too okay with it? Are they? Do you think they're just, like, pushovers?
Yeah.
Also, speaking from Matt, MacBat1, I want NPCs that are suspicious of our presence as we enter a village, and if we were to decide to steal from them or kill them, they would revolt against us, and maybe they would send out an angry mob search parties looking for us, as well as also making us unwelcome in their village indefinitely.
So they want reputation. You wanted reputation in the past,
yeah,
right?
Something to grind. I think that'd be cool. Yeah, exactly.
There may
to
be
grind the rep, yeah.
You know, they do look at you funny, especially if, and my son found this out this weekend. I didn't talk about this, but my daughter really wanted the Mine Little Pony mod, which makes you a My Little Pony. Like, you're a horsey with wings or you're a centaur or something.
Centaur.
You pick stuff and you're a horsey and you fly around and you got a tattoo on your butt. And
butt tattoo.
Anyway, she wanted it, and so I put it on both their machines, and he built, like, a barn, and I don't know where that's going.
That was a pretty good introductory.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about a grinding rep with the villagers.
And when he went to villages as the pony, they really stared at him, he said.
Oh.
So he said they really don't like ponies in the villages.
Weird.
I don't know if this is something in the mod or if it's something that Jeb coded in. It's expressly for the mod. If you ever see ponies... run away. So you heard it here first. Jeb is not a brony.
I guess not.
It's pure fact. Weird. Put it on the wiki.
Interesting.
I'm sorry.
Or else, like, the villagers would, like, run up to the pony and start humping them or something. Be like, I love you.
That's going too far.
Oh.
But the Egyptian ponies, I hear, steal wheat from the hay barrels.
Steal wheat. Okay.
Oh, God, we're about to lose.
We are about to lose.
Okay.
And our line is open, too. We have another excavation station that was sent in with our submission, but feel free to call in right now. Our Skype line is Dead Workers. Okay. So until then...
It's not Dead Workers Party?
No, it's just Dead Workers. Oh, and we have a call from a good buddy. Here it is. What's up, Bitburner?
Hey, what's up?
What
hey.
Up?
Hey. How's it going, dude?
It's going good.
Sweet. So, man, you guys played for a long time. How long did you end up playing last night?
Till midnight on Pacific time.
So that was like 5 hours or something?
Yeah, that's 3 hours total, I think we played.
Oh, okay.
The video is 2 hours long, so.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were kind of playing before that, too, so.
Oh, right. That's cool. So...
I have an excavation station.
Oh, okay.
Excavation station.
Station.
um, So I want nether tools and nether stuff. You know, you could craft, you know, stuff out of just rock. Why can't you, you know, craft stuff out of a netherrack? You know, like a pick or something. And maybe it does something special, like it works really well in the nether or something.
You
and
want obsidian tools, don't you?
Yeah, totally. And a sword, obsidian sword.
Oh, yeah.
I think
what about a lava boat?
You know, maybe they'll last very long, but they're like super, you know, like kind of like gold. You know, they're like super. Have more of a reason to go to the nether.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that.
Not paths with fire surrounding it. So we got to the nether last night during during the live stream, and we got booted.
Oh, you got killed.
Yeah.
We're no longer on you now. We lasted over an hour.
So, Brian, enjoy the stream. I can give you a thumbs up just because.
Hey, but that was good, right?
Was good.
I mean, we had a good run on 86, that.
86,000 years. But anyway, we got to the nether, and the portal was in a glass house, and it had a door, and then there was an obsidian path with fire surrounding it on both sides that went to another portal. They went to a cave.
But it's only like not even two blocks wide or something.
Yeah. It was dangerous.
Yeah, it was dangerous. And we had like all our stuff with us, and it just did not sit well with me. We got like a little ways out, and we're like, let's go back.
Huh.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun last night. A lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm glad you did that. I'm glad you called me.
Crying, laughing.
Are you going to do any more the DJ and the club action?
You know, I don't know, because the plugins and stuff, every time they change anything, we have to update, and it just, you know, it's trying to stay ahead of all that is just nuts.
Yeah.
And my life's kind of crazy right now, so it's kind of low on my priority. But, you know, we want to do something again, and we have a whole other server that's a 200-person server that we want to do something with. We just don't know what we want to do with it.
Wow.
And the girls and I were talking after last night. We're like, hey, we should do something like every other weekend, and maybe we could figure out something that where the other people come on. Maybe they can't build, but we'll have a bunch of people on and, you know, have everybody, you know, do some fun stuff.
Yeah, I'll get on the next one.
And we're live again, just so that you know. We're back on you now.
Back
so
on you now.
Thumbs up.
That's funny.
Give us another minute. Oh, and like there's people in there like, no, not them again. I'm like, well, make your own channel. Sorry. Yeah, we're not going to make it through this one.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyway, go on. Sorry, Eric.
I'll definitely get in on the next one. I was out at a birthday celebration kind of thing, not for myself.
Yeah, I messaged a lot of people, but everybody's, you know, it's kind of late. You know, we're West Coast, so all you East Coasters are all have to be night owls when we do stuff. So
right, yeah. I usually am. I was just rarely I was away from my computer on a Friday night.
But we're actually playing right now because it was so fun last night. We've been building up that little area that we had. So the swag house. What we call it, Brent's swag house.
I think y'all called it the ghetto.
It was the ghetto at first. It was bad, dude. It was really not good. And then then we fixed it up, and now it's swag. I put a sign up officially. It's now
swag. Nice. Well, I'm going to have to come back in and look.
Nice. Yeah. Excellent.
Well, cool.
Well, good.
Did you want to pimp something out, or?
No, I've been doing a lot of stuff on my Bitburner channel, so if you guys go to the youtube.com/Bitburner, I've been doing a lot of stuff there.
I noticed that you had like a lot of daily blogs.
Yeah, I've been doing some vlogs and stuff.
Yeah, I've been watching those. Those are good stuff.
Well, I also wanted to say, too, that the girls really like your Let's Plays. And when Brent came on last night, Tiniest Bit was freaking out, man. She was like so excited that Brent was on. I mean, Junie Bug was freaking out too, but
that's
it was
so
like
funny.
Yeah, well, they're awesome. You've done so good with your kids, man. Like they're really cool.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I like they're easy to deal with for the most part. So and they're smart. So smarter than me at YouTube or at Minecraft now. So I have to ask them about stuff.
Yeah, that's funny.
I admin too much and don't play enough. But now we're playing again, so that's kind of nice.
Nice. That's cool. Well, good. Thanks for calling in. That's always awesome.
Yeah. Nice to talk to you guys.
Yeah, totally.
Talk to you again soon.
Good. Okay. See you,
bye,
man.
Bye, everybody.
Peace.
Bye.
See you guys.
Let's see. And we have a lot of weirdos trying to call.
Uh-oh.
A lot of weirdos.
Weirdos.
A lot of weirdos. Here's the king weirdo.
Is this Astra?
Hello there.
Howdy, y'all. Joe Hill's here, recording as I always do in Nashville, Tennessee.
And that's Astra doing that. That's awesome.
How did I know that was Astra?
Nice. Thank you very much. How you doing?
What's up, dude?
How are you doing? Are you getting a bunch of limericks?
Limericks?
Not yet. Nobody sent me anything. I'm quite disappointed. If I get any good ones, I'll throw them on the blog.
Nice. What's
that
blog?
I was calling in with an excavation station idea.
Okay.
I think it would be a good idea to have collars for dogs so that you can transfer ownership of dogs from one player to another.
Oh.
I thought you were going to be like, so people would know whose dog they were and not kill them.
That's right. So how did you come up with this idea? Was this because of Brent stabbing yours in the face?
No.
Oh, no, this was a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
I just never got around to doing it.
Yeah, I like being able to have ownership of a dog. Because it's crazy, too, because they all look the same. They all have the same color, collar. And it's just like... I mean, how about every time you tame a pet, it's whatever... It's just it picks a random color, but it continues being that color every time you get a new one. So I have a bunch of purple ones. And then Brent probably has a bunch of pink ones. I don't know why they're pink, but you get stuck with the pink ones.
Well, that's theoretically possible. Because they've got the arbitrary NBT data, so they could shove all that nonsense in.
Oh, so what if you could like build like a fenced-in yard with a doghouse, and then the dog would play in there and not annoy you and run around after you?
Only if we can do the same for the cats.
Yes, cats. Big litter box that kills them when they get in it and poop.
Crystal and I have a load of cats. Well, she's got most of them on my private server. We ended up putting them up in a big rock halfway up the rock in this little
skulls.
Cave to keep them out of the way.
Yes. Like every time you find one, just stab it.
They're just so noisy.
Yeah.
If you can't tell, I'm not a cat person. When I still remember when my dad, when I was a kid, lived about 2 hours away from us and would come up and pick up my brother and I for the weekend. And on the way down to Birmingham, which is, you know, an hour and a half drive, they would play this game where they'd count cows in the field. And if you got 10, you won, right? You got a point. And I would sit in the back because I was a young kid. My brother and my dad would be up front. And they'd get left and right. Well, I would get the center of the road. Like, you can't count cows on the center of the road because they just aren't there.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing. So I counted dead animals. That's probably why I'm so messed up. But that was my goal, was I counted animals. And cats counted is 10. They were a free game. You won. Like, dogs were 2. And birds were, like, 1. But, like, if you got a cat, like, my dad hated cats so much, he was like, they're 10. You get a free game.
Nice.
Like, he wanted to see dead cats on the road.
Holy crap.
So... sorry. That's my fault.
Great game.
I like cats. It's just that they're so damn noisy in Minecraft.
And smell like cats.
I'm allergic, so I can't be around a cat.
I don't have the smell version of Minecraft yet. Is this something that's coming in 1.3?
Yes, Smell-O-Vision.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff.
Chili started it back in the 80s, but it's coming back in Minecraft.
Yes. Smell-O-Vision.
Smell-O-Vision. I can smell those fajitas.
But Jeb's putting in, it's a kind of a beta, it's kind of a prototype. You actually have to scratch the screen.
Oh, I just got a message from him, though. He said the Egyptians stole it, so it won't be in the next update.
Oh, well. Scratch and sniff Minecraft, not till maybe 1.4.
Scratch and sniff. Well, hey, Astra, I got to say, we appreciate everything you do for the show. And
Thank you.
Tell from the call-ins that everybody who listens does, too, so...
That's right.
I would drink more Moscato in your honor, but we're out. We finished all 3 bottles.
We drank it all. Yes,
I appreciate everyone's appreciation.
Excellent.
So send them those limericks.
Yeah.
And just one quick thing before I go. Love to the Crystal Crow, and thanks for helping me out every week with doing the Shaft show notes, because it isn't just me doing it.
Yeah, Crystal Crow.
So thank you, Crystal Crow, as well.
Definitely. Yeah.
Big hugs. Big hearts to both of you.
Hugs and hearts.
Hearts.
Yes.
Or something. I don't know. That looked more like a big booty.
It looked like it to me.
Okay. Well, that's what counts.
Cool. All right, dude. We will, I guess, talk to you later.
Okay. Take care, guys.
Take care, Astra.
Bye.
Okay. And let's take one last call. I see one last call here. Hello. You're on the air. Hello.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
You.
Oh, I have a question. You should be able to eat food for, like, peaceful. Awesome. Peaceful. Because, peaceful. Like, when you're trying to make a video without, like, creepers and all that stuff, you should be able to eat the food.
Hmm. So.
Like what now?
Mean like eating food on peaceful mode? Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Like what? You can't do it?
No, you can't.
So what?
You can't.
So what do you wish that was in the game?
That you should be able to like
eat it.
Yeah, because I'm trying to make a video and I'm going outside and I'm dead because.
Huh.
I'm so confused now. I didn't realize you couldn't eat in peaceful.
Wait, you can eat, right?
No.
I think you're trolling us, dude.
No, I'm not
trolling.
I'm gonna just say that. Okay, if you really can't eat in peaceful, then just switch it from peaceful to hardcore, eat, and then switch it back. But I think that. So you really can't eat in peaceful? That's what people are saying. Why can't you eat in peaceful?
It's crazy.
Well, if that's true, then yeah, I agree.
That's really weird. So, what do the chat room people think? A lot of people are saying that they're confused.
Oh, you
in
don't
the chat
lose
room.
Hunger in peaceful. So
no, so you can't eat it.
Well, then that's why you don't need to eat.
Well, like if you're making a video, like if you're like making a video, you should be able to eat it, like.
Oh, you know, I never realized that until just now.
Well, but, okay, so if you were playing hardcore.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you lost your hearts, or whatever mode, and you lost hearts, mm-hmm. or pirate legs, is what they look like. They looked like sawed-off pirate legs to me.
Okay. Right?
Okay, and then you switch it to peaceful, because you can do it mid-game. You can eat. I guarantee you can eat at that point. So you can eat in peaceful. It's just you don't lose health and peaceful to be able to eat. But you can. My son switches back and forth all the time when he plays it.
I see.
So that's why I want people not to get confused that you can eat. It's just you don't have a reason to if you just play peaceful.
Yeah.
True. But, like, let's say you're doing a video and you're walking in the woods and you're eating. There's a more chance that you're going to get blown up or something like that than you're not.
So if they made that mechanic, either they would have to make it specifically for peaceful or they would have to let you overeat in other like modes.
Mm-hmm.
And so then like you'd be wasting food. Like I'm glad I don't waste food in the other ones when I try to eat when I don't need, because I always try to eat when I lose hearts.
Yeah.
Regardless if I have full pirate legs, I'm like, oh, I need to eat.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
True. Uh-huh.
So I don't know.
Full pirate legs.
I'm kind of mixed on this one.
Well, that's very interesting. Okay, very unique. We have never gotten an excavation station about that before. So
I agree.
And you taught us something. So that was a really good call.
Well, of course, Flying Pigman has a good comment. Why would you make a survival video in peaceful?
Well, not a survival video. Like a...
A machinima, a video. Maybe you're doing a man versus food in Minecraft. And it just wouldn't work so well.
Man
right?
versus food. That's true. Yeah.
Well, it's the eating, right? You got an eating challenge. Eat 4 watermelons. Well, dude, you can't.
Yeah.
True.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, thanks for the question.
Yes.
And
thank you.
Keep listening. We appreciate you listening. And keep sending them in.
Yeah. See ya.
Send Astro.
Bye.
Okay. I lied. One last call. This is the very last call. So no one else calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hey.
Hey. Who be this?
Who be you?
Five standard Tim. Hello.
You
just repeated what I said, and it's absolutely not what he said.
Hi.
You know, like those iPod headsets with like the microphones at the end of them, kind of thing.
Yes.
It's basically like one of those, and I mean, it's down here at my face.
Okay.
So, do you have a question?
I was wondering if like, I was thinking about, like, how everybody thinks that the new design for Golden Apples is basically just everybody hates it. So why don't we, like, take, like, iron ingots, do the same idea, but do the same thing with gold and just use the regular thing for Golden Apples.
Have, like, iron. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Oh. So, like, so you mean that, like, people
they
don't like
they changed the look, right?
Well, I mean, they made them shiny, but they also didn't make it heal you, like apples used to do.
They turned it into you regenerate health for 4 seconds.
Right.
Right.
So they give you that enchantment or buff or whatever you want to call it, yeah. But yeah, creating apples maybe out of apples and gold, that'd be interesting.
Well, I think one thing is people hate change.
Yeah.
And I think it's like when there's a change, give it a couple months to like sink in and see what it does. Let Mojang know your criticism, you know, if you don't like it.
And see what they do about it.
Yeah, if they get enough criticism, they'll look at it and be like, well, maybe the change was wrong. So maybe they'll do something like you're saying, and that's good. They'll listen to our show, and they'll be like, oh, that was an awesome one from Five Leg Tim.
Now, here's from Short Ninja, who called in earlier.
High Standard Tim.
High Standard Tim.
High Standard Tim.
Type it in the chat.
Yeah, type it in the chat.
Because we're going to like call you something you don't want to be called.
But
not on purpose, just...
Yeah.
That was High Standard Tim. He's got high standards.
But Short Ninja said wood apples. Like wooden apples?
Yep.
Would that
Brownies will get that.
I mean, wooden apples, isn't that what George Washington used to eat?
No, he had wooden teeth.
Oh, that's right. What
so
am I
if
thinking?
He ate wooden apples, it would be like the, you know, the immovable object hitting the, like in his teeth would just explode.
I thought his teeth were made out of apples, though. And
I think it may be a lie.
And he
it's
ate
just
wooden
something that was, you know, he never told a lie, and he chopped down a cherry tree, and he killed a bunch of people.
Oh, I thought his mom was a cherry tree.
She was. She was cherry.
I always wondered if George Washington ever had termites.
In his teeth?
Termites. Yeah.
That would suck.
Yeah, well, tooth termites.
It's hurting.
Like, that's probably something for the wiki.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something for the wiki.
Very, very bizarre call we have here.
Yes, Kaylin, the unmovable object hitting the unstoppable force or something like that. That is the wooden apple hitting the wooden teeth.
Yes.
In Minecraft.
Oh, boy.
And that is how we lost the war with the French. That and the Egyptians stole all the ammo.
They took all the wooden teeth, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Oh, boy.
Well, High Standard Tim, thanks for calling in.
Did you see the chat? I typed it in the chat.
I didn't see it.
High Standard. I guess
Space Kim. No, it's got to be something
Kim.
After that.
No.
Something after that. Steve Jobs.
Everyone type it into chat. If everybody taps it and
props.
Floods it.
I don't see it.
Then we'll totally see it.
Wait. Is it in the You Now chat?
It's in the Skype chat.
Skype chat.
I was looking in the chat room.
All the wrong places.
I do not see it at all in the Skype chat. So I guess I'm a loser.
So Branko, give us a thumbs up. I'm going to you now.
I came up with this idea when you had Lucklin on at episode 66. So
Are
we back
I had
on
to
the
think
wooden
of something.
Oh, Mr. Locke says Five Finger Jiminy. Jiminy? Wait, is that your name? No.
Is it not in Skype?
No.
Oh, you didn't put it in Skype.
I don't know.
This is riveting stuff.
Riveting. Very riveting.
So we'll get the name later at some point. Type it into the Ustream chat if possible.
As soon as we see it, we're going to shout it out. We might even sing about it or something.
Email it to Astragali, and we're back.
Email it to Astragali.
We're on you now with the Minecraft.
Yay. Well, we're going to let you go, but thanks for the call. It was very interesting.
From Huntsville, USA.
And thanks for listening, too.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
And we'll...
Bystander Tim.
Long-time fan. Started when you have in Littlewood.
Bystander Tim.
Oh, Bystander Tim.
Bystander
Tim. Gotcha.
Okay. Do we have any more?
Not five-fingered
Five-fingered discount.
Discount gem.
Man, we already have, like...
Okay.
more negatives than pluses. There's some folks that do not want us on You Now. That's all I'm saying.
Oh yeah, they're tired of us.
Yeah, but that's okay. We love you on You Now.
We do.
Just hit that thumbs up instead of the thumbs down.
Well, okay. that was good. That was a good round of calls. I would call that it. We're about an hour and a half already.
Okay,
the show,
well
so that's pretty long. So you want to get on to this guy?
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god, it's so intense.
Indeed. Oh, we need like two more thumbs up. Oh,
okay.
What's gonna happen?
So, how fast can we get through the sightings? You want to give it a try?
Yeah, let's do this. Okay, so the first one we have here is from Mod... Oh, no. There is no name.
From Requires Mod Loader.
Yeah, this does require Mod Loader, which I tried to put it in this weekend, and it just...
You couldn't get it running?
It just blew up.
Oh, really?
Like, Minecraft just foobarred every time I tried to open it up.
Really?
Just crashed. And I didn't feel like dealing with it, so I just uninstalled it and put the pony, mine little pony stuff straight in. And it worked fine.
Oh, instead of Mod Loader. Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, you can try Mod Loader. You're probably not as stupid as I am. if you're Egyptian, at least, you're definitely not as stupid as I am.
That's right.
So try Trap Craft. If you feel the vanilla Minecraft doesn't offer enough opportunities to trap mobs and people, perhaps Trap Craft by Stewie Craft is the mod for you. Spikes, bear traps, decoys, igniters, fan blocks, and fake grass are up for grabs. And to help you create better mob grinders, there's a magnetic chest, yes, which attracts and stores drops within a 2-block radius.
Uh-huh.
That's
cool.
That sounds pretty cool.
Okay, yeah. So try to get that running without with or without Mod Loader.
And so this one also requires Mod Loader. It's the Cardboard Mod, and it's a rather ridiculous mod. These are Astra's words, not mine. That gives more uses for paper because it allows you to craft cardboard from which you can make boxes, armor, and weapons.
That sounds awesome.
Everybody needs cardboard boxes armor.
Yeah.
Don't you?
It's pretty sweet. Yeah.
So we also have this one. This was submitted from UR Minecraft. It's the Sprite Craft. It's a rather clever Java program by Diamond Pants. And it'll take an image in JPEG, PNG, or BIMP format and convert it to a representation of Minecraft blocks, which you can save as a screenshot or as a schematic for use in World Edit or MC Edit. There's a free version with limited features, or you can download the full version for any price you like, and all donations go to Child's Play.
So that's perfect for doing all your like sprite art and stuff.
Yes,
they probably got the name.
Sprite art. Yeah. And we also have, it's a bunch of craft today. We got Camp Craft. There's versions available for Mod Loader, Forge, and Bucket. This one's from Astragali himself, the man, the legend, who says he saw this mod by TomTom09 and thought of Aleph Null. And just last night, he was talking about having sleeping bags in Minecraft. I'm glad I read that fast enough because I was about to read the wrong thing. Well, Campcraft not only gives you sleeping bags, which we talked about earlier, campfires and stoves, but over 60 types of tents. Oh, and zombie bears. Seriously? Like, how can you not play with zombie bears? You gotta have zombie bears. Don't you?
Yes, you do. You always have to.
Don't you?
You do.
Don't you want me, baby? Do. And they don't on You Now. So are we still going through with this?
Yeah, we got
okay.
Another one.
So next we have the Snolgers mod. Yes,
Snolgers.
Snow Soldiers, hence the awkward name. It's a mod by Hunter Grouch. Upgrades the snowman into something rather more formidable. Super snowman with 60 hearts of health. Ouch. And the ability to deal 3 hearts of damage and an increased mod detection radius.
That sounds cool. Probably do a video with that or something. I don't know. An army of snowmen. That's cool. Snow soldiers. That's sweet. And I put this last one in here. This is a video called Derpiest Drawbridge Ever. And I saw this from a tweet from Notch, so you may have already seen this. But this is a really cool little video demonstrating how to create a bridge that's basically you hit a button, and a bunch of boats come down and land on the heads of iron golems. And then you can walk across the boats that are on their heads. And then you can hit another switch and water will come down and take the boats away. And then you're just left with a bunch of iron golems. So it's a weird way to create a bridge without any blocks whatsoever. All you need is boats and iron golems. It's very weird how it works. I don't know if it'll work forever. I don't know if this is a bug or something, but apparently it caught the eye of Notch and he thought it was really pro. So it's very cool. So check that out.
That's some weird stuff.
Yeah,
weird,
it's really,
wacky stuff.
It's really strange. Very wacky. So I think that is it for this crazy, wacky show. Don't you know?
Don't you know? Don't you know, Mr. Eric Fullerton?
I do know.
You do know?
I do. And so any shout-outs to peeps or anything like that?
Big shout-out to Bitburner and just the whole crew that was there last night. I mean, I had a lot of fun. It reminds me, again, why I love this game so much. Mm-hmm. The game itself, but also the awesome friends and stuff like that. So big shout-out to you folks. And
I wanted to shout-out to my two nieces and nephew who just started playing Minecraft, Leo, Miranda, and Ariana. Ariana came to me and said that people in her class did not believe that I was her uncle, and said that she's going to need an autograph from me and a photograph of me autographing it with her in order for her classmates to know that I was actually her uncle. Apparently they know who I am. They, you know, anyway, so it's really weird, you know.
Say, hey, why don't you just watch the show live and have all your friends watch it and sign up for Audible at the same time?
Hey, there you go.
At audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty.
audibletrial.com/deadworkers?
I don't know. It's the Moscato.
It's the Moscato, Moscato.
I hope they don't listen to this show. They're going to cancel us.
I know. They're going to be mad.
So, Ferrick Ullerton.
Ferrick Ullerton. Anyway.
So, this has been an awesome
Trent
show.
Trent Boplin.
We're glad that you all came and tuned in and helped us stay for as long as we could on YouNow. Recruit us on there. Follow us on Twitter at Brent Copeland and at Eric Fullerton
and also
the Shaft Podcast.
Yeah, the Shaft Podcast.
Go to YouTube.
And if you're not watching TV shows and documentaries and awesome movies and all kinds of awesome stuff through the streaming technology, which is Netflix, you've got to go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty. You will get a free trial. And it is so worth it. That is the way that we all watch TV these
days. That's all I watch right now.
So you've got to try it if you haven't tried it. Try it on us. It helps out the show. Plus, it gives you a free month. So that's netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
And there's a creeper face for you over there.
Creeper verse.
So, yeah.
That's it. So
y'all have a wonderful evening. We may stream a little bit more, but we're going to go hit the head and slap the babies. So y'all have a wonderful evening.
Bye, Egyptians.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
The Shaft Podcast with Wes, Eric, Brent, listener contributions, poop blocks, mint for pillow, journeys, sightings, listener contributions, poop blocks, mint for pillow, journeys, sightings, The Shaft Podcast with Wes, Eric, Brent, The Shaft Podcast.